When you say the word hypophysitis.
Hypophysitis. Right?
Yeah, so when you say the word hypophysitis, of course, I've always got to ask you because I'm always so fascinated by that. I'm just kind of curious, how did she present clinically?
Oh, boy. Well, she got pretty sick. She was incredibly fatigued, had a sodium of 128, I believe got admitted to the hospital, was dehydrated, just felt like hell. And there was a little delay in recognizing what this was.
Did she have a headache?
No, actually, she didn't really have a headache.
Because you told me before some of these people have headaches, right?
Every once in a while, patients will have the worst headache of their life. And your assumption is, oh my God, they've developed a giant brain met and they just hemorrhaged. And you get an MRI scan of the brain and it says no evidence of disease, but the pituitary is slightly enlarged and inhomogeneous. And then you realize, aha, it's hypophysitis.
So how long did it take them to figure it out? And did she have it on imaging?
She did not have it on imaging, and I don't think she had an MRI scan of the brain because she had no headache symptoms. She had CTs, of course, of her chest, abdomen, pelvis. It actually took several weeks to figure this out.
Wow.
Because the treating oncologist in the community wasn't that experienced. It may have been his or her first time using the two drugs together. In an experienced center like where I work or any one of many academic centers, whenever you see a sodium of 118, your first thought is, oh my God, it's essentially an Addisonian situation where you have either hypoadrenalism or hypopituitarism. And, you know, we will check ACTH, cortisol, T4, TSH, et cetera, just at the drop of a hat. So we make that diagnosis very quickly. Obviously, without experience, it's not your first intuitive thought.
So, you know, wow, it's a real challenge to be an oncologist. It's a shame that they didn't pick that up earlier, although we just did a multi-tumor thing last week, and, you know, we probably went through 20 newly approved drugs. I mean, completely new things coming into practice. It's like a lot to keep up, but wow, what a shame. And yeah, at least they finally figured it out.
Yeah, it was finally figured out. She went on replacement, and actually, the oncologist is pretty gutsy. He gave her her fourth go-around of ipi-nivo while she was on thyroid replacement and corticosteroids. And got away with it. She did fine. And then she's been on Nevo maintenance and feels okay, except for a little bit of fatigue. And she made this interesting observation. She said, you know, when I went on nivolumab, my blood pressure went up.
Hmm.
And I said, interesting. I've never heard of that. And I said, tell me what other medicines you take. And it turns out she takes fludrocortisone, which is probably why her blood pressure went up a little bit, because that's the mineralocorticoid piece of the steroids that sometimes when you get hypophysitis, you lack. Most of the time, we put people on hydrocortisone and that's that. We don't usually have to put them on hydrocortisone and fludrocortisone or Florinef because there's enough mineralocorticoid activity of the hydrocortisone to accommodate for what they've lost by having the low pituitary output of the ACTH. But in her case, she needed it, and I think that probably pushed her blood pressure up a bit. So I advised her to play around with her scheduling and maybe take it every other, every third day, not every day.
Wow, amazing.
An interesting case.